started. Yeah, so here to talk about Redmine, which is the new task slash bug tracking project management tool that we're going to be using. Several people in this room have already been using it for a while. We currently use it for the mailing list, and a few of the developers are using it to track their tasks already. So just giving this to talk about what the process is and how everyone else should be jumping in the pool. So first of all, why do we even need a tool? It came about around a year ago that the committee got together, got formed to look at both a new source code control tool and a new project management type tool. I think we started meeting, I don't know, Galt, you might remember, I think it was last September, October, so it's been almost a year. And we decided pretty quickly on Git and Redmine. Just basically because the group was growing so fast, the number of projects and the number of tasks got so big. One of the main things that we're trying to reduce with the by using the Redmine tool is to keep the issues, keep the emails from being so widely broadcast. Like, hopefully we're going to cut down on the broadcast emails to browser staff and browser QA by limiting it to the people who actually need to know about that issue. Another thing that a tool can help us with is to keep all the information related to one issue in one location that everyone can have simultaneous access to, instead of half of it being in Mary's email and the other half being in Tim's email, and then nobody really remembers the issue or sees all the information about it. Another thing you can do with the tool is see a list of your prioritized tasks based on what your project manager thinks you should be working on. And why did we choose Redmine? So we reviewed several tools, including Lighthouse, Launchpad, and Track, other project management and bug tracking tools. And we agreed pretty quickly on Redmine. It's fast, it integrates with Git, and it had all the features that we were looking for. So currently, in our instance of Redmine, we have a project for the Genome Browser group, the ENCODE project, the Cancer Browser project, Reconstruction, and the Stuart Lab is now starting to use it as well. So when you log on to Redmine, you'll only see the projects that you are a member of. So although there are several projects in there, you might not see them all when you log in. So Redmine has, the things that you've put into Redmine are called issues. You might also think of them as tickets if you've used other ticketing systems before. So Redmine calls them issues, I'll call them issues. And we have set up Redmine for the Genome Browser to have these six kinds of issues based on our the way we perceive that we do work right now. So we have track type issues. So track issues are like data annotation tracks. Bug issues, if there's a problem, you know, a bug in the code. Features, like feature requests from users and features that we think about. That's another type of issue. Assembly, brand new assemblies. That's another type of issue. Documentation needs. For the Genome Browser project, we think of that as help docs that are wrong or need more information added to them, or completely missing, you know, like we need to write help on the drag reorder, which we do. Can you make an issue? So those are documentation type issues. And then the to-do is sort of the catch-all, like if you have your own little list of things that you've been keeping, for example, on post-it notes around your desk, You might enter those into Redmine as to-dos. So I'm going to walk through. I'm going to walk through the process of sort of the life of a track type issue and a bug and feature type issue during this talk today. Yeah, Kate.
Are you okay with questions now, or do you want to go through?
No, questions are fine.
Okay. Bug and feature. Now, sometimes it's something that's like generic through all kinds of things. Sometimes it's like with regard to a certain track.
Oh, yeah. So in the Genome Browser project, the way we've been doing it is a track is sort of like, you know, please make a new GAD track for HG19. And then anything that has to do with that track that goes sort of back and forth between the developer and the QA stays in that issue. But if there's a new bug or whatever that pops up, like, oh, we can't display this because we don't, because some kind of bug is found, then we would probably open a new ticket for that bug. And you can relate a new issue, not a new ticket. You can relate issues within Redmine. So it's kind of, it's a bit loose.
Okay, so you wouldn't add it in the track issue. You wouldn't extend the track issue. You'd probably open a new issue.
I guess it just depended
sort
if it
of
was
how big it is.
Yeah, how big it is, and if it was a whole, if it affected other tracks, it was kind of a bigger deal. We would open a new issue.
Okay.
Yeah, but that brings up a good point, which is so the Redmine committee has come up with processes and steps and so on, which I'm going to be going through in this talk. And currently, they're because we haven't used it widely with everyone yet, there are best guess about how the best way for us to use it will be. So although we'd like to ask people to follow the proposed process, it's not set in stone. Redmine's very flexible, and so we'll be able to change it as needed. But I would ask that the process that you learn today, you attempt to follow. And then when you come to a part, come up against something that just, it doesn't make sense to you, or you have a suggestion for a new kind of process, there's an issue open in Redmine called Redmine Discussion, and you can go and enter your suggestions into that, and they'll be taken up by the committee probably next week or so, in a couple weeks. But Cricket, you have a question?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that sometimes when you hit a bug or a feature in a track, it involves a whole another set of people, and sometimes it's still just a piece of what you're doing. And if it's going to involve, like, I come across a thing, but it really has to do with I can't load these tracks, and I can't figure out why I can't load them, and it has something to do with the submission, I would make another ticket for Gulp rather than bring him in on my track ticket and have him have to wade through all of the stuff that's been going on with the track. So not just how big it is, mm-hmm. but is it related to someone else entirely?
Okay. Any other questions about the types of issues that we have? Okay, so now I'm going to talk about a track type of issue. So let's say that we have a new, a group has offered their data to us, and they want to have a track in the browser. So anyone can enter a new issue into Redmine, and you set the tracker type to track. So it's an annotation track. You enter the issue, and you set the tracker type. Then the issue gets assigned to a developer. I'm going to go into each of these in detail in the next six slides, so just talk through it. You assign the issue to a developer. The developer works on the track, just like now. Developer finishes the track. A QA person picks up the track and looks at it. And then a QA person releases the track. So it's the same as we do now. It's just that everything's going to be captured in one place, all the discussion and problems with the track if there are any.
And then close the ticket, right?
Yeah, and then they'll close the ticket. So I'll go through each of these steps. So entering a new issue into Redmine. So you log in, you go to the correct project, you click on the new issue tab. In the tracker, you choose track.
And how do you log in?
You log in at redmine.soe.ucsc.edu. Your login is your Unix username. Your password, if you have never logged in and you didn't set up your own account, is your last name, the first letter capitalized, followed by your first name with the first letter capitalized, which you need to go and change now since everyone in the room knows it, which there are instructions on there on how to change that. So we're making a new issue for an annotation track. Subject is what is the track? You know, you might put the assembly and what kind of track it is. And then the description can't be left blank. You need to say something about the track. Whatever, you know, if you have a long email thread about the track with the person who is asking you to build it, you can put the whole thing in there or whatever. Status, you leave set to new, and priority, you leave set to normal. Okay, that's just making a new issue. Second thing, assigning the issue to a developer. A developer can claim an issue. So if you were in correspondence with the person who wanted the new track, and you've already agreed with your project manager that you're gonna do this, then you can just put your own name on the issue. But you can't assign the issue to another person. What you can do is, in here, you can say, oh, and by the way, Brian Rainey said he wanted to do this.
Doesn't sound like me.
No, it doesn't sound like you. You'd want to do that one, since there is no Bostow 8 or...
So that assigning, that's just sort of a rule that we're following, right?
It's just a rule, yeah. It's not enforced by the tool. It's enforced by me.
No good.
So you can assign it to yourself. You can put in as many issues you want and assign them to yourself. Or you can say, oh, and, you know, this person said they wanted to do it. By the way, hint, hint. Then you can claim it. You can claim it when you enter the issue. Or... the project manager, who is me for the Genome Browser project and Kate for the ENCODE project, can assign the issue to someone, like developer. So then, the developer works along on the track, as usual. If it's a big project, it's going to take a long time. You can use the percent done. You can update it and change, you know, percent done. If it's just a thing like a Bostow lift over from 8 to 9 and it's just not a big deal, you don't have to use that. We're not going to use it to really track, you know, how fast you're working. It would just be a little hint to you and maybe to your project manager, oh yeah, by the way, I am working on this. It's going to take me a while or whatever. You can set the status to stalled. In fact, you should set the status to stalled. The issue status, if you're waiting on an outside collaborator, or like, for instance, what Cricket was saying, if she just can't move forward on her track because Galt needs to do something, build something, she can set it to stalled and stalled by Galt. Just so, you know, it's clear that you're working on it, but you can't move forward because you're waiting for something to be deposited into GenBank or, you know, or whatever. Okay, is that clear?
And that can be a whole little phrase or something, right? That doesn't have to be.
Right.
That's
yeah,
free text.
It could be a phrase. Yeah, it's free text. Yep,
exactly.
So you don't, like, have to blame Galt. Like,
you can
Galt
say
helping. It's not like Galt.
Helping. Oh, like, yeah.
With the load of these giant fast-cues.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so when the developer finishes the track, you should set the status to displayed because you've finished all your work. As far as you're concerned, it's displaying correctly, and you're done with your part of it. In some cases, you need external review, like the example we're talking about, where it's some outside party that's given you the data that wants to be, you know, wants it to be shown in our browser. And so you might go and get some external review and have the person, you know, you might say, oh, hey, I loaded it. Does it look okay? You know, please check it here on dev, blah, blah, blah. For example, in Neanderthal. And then Encode has this a lot. They need to get theirs approved before they send them off to QA. So if you need external review, go ahead and get that then. Make the push queue entry as usual. For right now, we're using the push queue in conjunction with Redmine. Eventually, we're going to be moving all the push queue type things into Redmine, but that's a ways down the road. So go ahead and make your push queue entry. Enter the push queue ID into the push queue ID field in Redmine. So there's an actual field in there. It says push queue ID. So enter the number of the push queue item in there. And remove your name from the assigned to field, because you're washing your hands of it. You displayed it. You made your push queue entry. It's going to show in Redmine that you are the one who did the work. So the QA person's going to know who to ask questions of. But it's not assigned to you anymore, because you don't want it showing up on your queue of things to do. Believe me, if someone has a question, if a QA person has a question, they're going to come back to you. So, and all of this stuff is on the wiki page within Redmine. So in Redmine, if you go to the Genome Browser Project and click on Wiki, it's all explained in there. So, as usual, the QA person is going to claim the track in the push queue. Then they're going to go into Redmine. They're going to put their name in the assigned to field, because now it's in their court. They're going to set the status to reviewing, because they're reviewing the track now. If they have questions for the developer, who they'll be able to see from the Redmine history, who loaded the track. If it's a big question, they're going to enter it in the notes section. They're going to update the issue, enter the question into the notes section, and reassign it to the developer. Like, oh my gosh, this track, it shouldn't even be a wiggle. It should be, you know, blah, 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 or, you know, whatever. If it's a smaller question, like, can't we display it in blue instead of green? then they're going to enter the question into the notes section, and they're going to choose this thing that says assign question to. And that's going to appear on the developer's queue as questions that are asked of you. I'll show you later how to get to that queue. And it's displayed in the issue in kind of a bright orange, hard to miss background color. It's a new feature. So those of you who have been using Redmine probably haven't even seen this yet.
Yes. So that is just, that only works with the push queue, the notes section of the push queue, or?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is, that's bad. The notes section of Redmine. Yeah, I wasn't very clear in this. Thanks for asking.
There's no.
So this is all. Yeah.
Only
so when you say update, when you go to the issue and say update, it's gonna say notes.
It. That's the whole big box.
Yeah, the big box. Originally, it's called description.
Oh, I see.
And then it's called notes when you update it. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. In the push queue, should we also put the Redmine ticket number?
You can. If you want, you don't have to. Sure. Yeah, sorry if that wasn't clear. This is in Redmine. Okay, so everyone's still with me? Okay, so the QAer releases the track. All the issues got resolved. Set the status to released. And close the push queue item. As usual, click on done. So that is the life of a track issue in Redmine. So now we'll talk about the life, this is the last one, the life of a bug or feature issue. They both follow the exact same path in Redmine. So you can think of them as, similar. So same kind of flow that we have now. A new issue would be issued, would be entered in Redmine, assign it to the developer, developer works on it, developer finishes it, the bug or feature gets reviewed, and the bug or feature gets released to the RR. So in our current workflow, a lot of times bugs and features kind of either fall through the cracks, or they just get put into the code and QA never is the wiser, and they make their way out to the RR, which, you know, can be fine and sometimes isn't fine. So we're gonna try and track them a little more closely now in Redmine. We'll see. So, same kind of thing, enter the new issue into Redmine. Anyone can enter it, a feature or a bug. This is a current one that we have, make custom tracks searchable. So a user wants the name field of custom tracks to be searchable. This is kind of an interesting thing. So there's already a current issue in Redmine, number 732, which came in on the mailing list. So as I said, the mailing list is being used in Redmine. And this will be this will become a hyperlink. Anytime you put a pound sign followed by numbers in Redmine, it's going to be a hyperlink to that other issue. So if you didn't really mean for it to be a link, make sure you write this some other way, like number or something. So into the new issue, anyone's allowed to do it. Developer is allowed to claim an issue, a bug, or a feature, but only the project manager can assign it to another person, just like for a track. So you see that I just wanted to show you that there's a drop-down list of all the people who are currently members, and you can choose. Here I'm picking on Chin for the to work on this problem. Same thing, you're working on the bug or the feature. If it's a big project, you can use the percent done. If it's if you're stalling out because you're waiting on an outside collaborator or someone else, you set the status to stalled and say by whom. When the developer finishes the bug or feature, you set the status to resolved. So you may remember with a track, you're setting the status to displayed, the bug, and resolved isn't a choice in a track. But with a bug or a feature, you're setting the status to resolved, and displayed isn't a choice. Does that make sense? It's like your final thing as a developer that you can choose for the bug or a feature is resolved. And in this case, you don't make a push queue entry. We've never made push queue entries for bugs or feature. We're not going to start adding that layer on top. So you just remove your name from the assigned to field. So again, you're washing your hands of it. You fixed the bug or you've added the feature. You set the status to resolved. Then depending on the bug or the feature, either a QAer is going to be trolling for items that are resolved, or the project manager is gonna look for items that are resolved. Or it's possible that your code review partner is going to review your code and test it out and sort of be the reviewer in this case. So we're a little murky on this process. Just assume that someone's gonna have a look at it. The default, I guess, would probably be the project manager. In either case, whoever reviews it should set the status to reviewing, meaning, okay, I'm going to be responsible for making sure that the new feature that Brian just added works, it's on dev, everything's working fine, and I'll follow it out to the public website, to the RR. So whoever was looking at it, say, for example, me, I test it on beta, and then once it gets released to the RR, I'm going to set the status to closed.
So engineers never do that?
Engineers never set the status to closed. Exactly.
But what if they're the code?
Exactly. Yeah, Yeah, that's a little, we're gonna have to figure that out.
But then we kinda have, we have that mechanism in place in the code review where they're going back through you.
Right.
So then you can close them.
Yeah. We're pretty soon, we're gonna be using Redmine to, for the code reviews. So you're all gonna get an issue when it's time for your code review and you're gonna have your partner. And you're gonna reply to that issue to say either done or, oh my gosh, my partner's code was just a mess and here's all the problems and da 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 da. So that'll be all captured within Redmine too. So hopefully between those two things, they won't fall through the cracks.
I have one example that kind of fall into the gray area between the track and bug.
Okay.
Okay, the bug is actually is the track of, we need to update the table, database table for that track. Right, so when we do this, you ask me to open a push queue entry to indicate which track need to be updated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that would fall into the gray area, but what is...
Right,
yeah.
And so can you give the exact example of...
For example, that we update the frame track.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for that...
that is a little bit, yeah.
But this one is right in the middle. We don't know.
Yeah.
So
they found a bug in the conservation track in the
frame table.
Just in the frame table of the conservation track. So it was a bug, but you're actually updating a track. Yeah, that's a good question. Probably a track, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's
open,
yeah, it is gray. I think we're going to find other gray areas, but you know, I say we just start using it and look at all the gray areas and make them less gray as we go along. So, yeah, I would say something like that would be a track. If you think it's something you're gonna end up putting in the push queue that a QAer is gonna look at and release, then I would set it up as a track issue. Yeah.
As far as closing issues go, I think we may be a little different than your group. But I think it might apply generally, where we have like internal tools building or bugs in internal tools. So
mm-hmm.
it's not something the QA would really
mm-hmm.
need to get involved in any way. But we have the pipeline, so I'll use Cricket's example.
Right.
Cricket says, Galt, I need to be able to support this strange new kind of fast queue. And so Galt does the work, and he says it's resolved.
Right.
Only Cricket's the one who needs to close it, because you know other people, you know, she did the spec for it, and
right.
other people may have fed into it, but she's the one who can test it.
Mm-hmm.
So. I think that sometimes whoever creates the issue may be the right one to resolve it.
Yeah, that's definitely a
and
we have that as well.
Sort of
yeah,
so you
exactly.
Do that as well.
And
okay.
we have some of those that are currently Redmine issues that are the developers said, well, I've done this. And so right now I kind of troll for those and say, oh, yeah, you
but
did
you can't
do that.
Necessarily.
No,
you don't
absolutely
have to
not. Yeah, right. Yeah, so I should have mentioned at the beginning that Vanessa is capturing our comments that we're making and like suggestions for little tweaks and stuff. And so once the Redmine committee meets again in a week or two, we'll look at all these and get back to you. Okay, so for now, we'll just go with the way it's laid out here. Yeah, okay.
So what's the flow? If it's a resolved issue, who can reopen it? What if it's not actually resolved? It actually fails?
It depends.
I think it's on the project manager.
I think right now the manager.
Well, I would think it's whoever would whoever finds it's broken should reopen it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if the project manager is aware of it, they would, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think that
yeah.
we need to go through. So if Galt makes a fix and it's resolved, Cricket runs it, and nope.
No, just joking.
And she should
yeah.
set it back to in progress and assign
she
back to him.
She can do the
it's already assigned
the question
him.
Thing. She can assign back to him. She can ask a question and so on.
Can she flip?
But
the,
if
can
it's
she
flip
actually flip the status back to in progress?
You can.
Well,
as a developer, I don't think that I can switch it now from closed back to new.
Well, it wouldn't be closed.
That.
It would
no,
be
resolved.
Resolved.
Yeah. Unresolved it. If it's unresolved, then I can switch it around because we're developers.
I think you should open a new one if it's already been closed. I don't
know.
He's talking
about if it's all the way, if we,
no, no,
if
I understand
we made
that.
It all the way
right.
to close, but we were just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, if it got all the way to close and then
that's
it's not, then that could be a different thing. But if it's still in sort of the reviewing phase,
mm-hmm.
we should be able to accommodate that.
But I can
with
kick
our
it back
workflow.
As a developer, I can kick it back to in progress and say,
yeah.
Resolved.
No,
it's
okay.
not.
Because
I had the problem on that yesterday that there was an issue that was resolved before we upgraded Redmine or something. And then I needed to bring it back out of resolve because
mm-hmm.
I tested it and it didn't work.
And you
couldn't bring it back up.
I have
well,
a few things since
yeah.
Monday, so you know,
and
the, how
yeah.
we think we had it all set up, and then there was
okay.
an upgrade. So,
yeah.
You people mentioned the prefix to in progress, but I believe we removed that from the status. Right?
Yeah,
I couldn't put
there
it
was
back.
No in progress. So there's no
progress.
Okay. So remember, we removed that.
What do we call it now? Working?
What is?
It depends.
No, it's 1% at least.
Yeah.
So it goes straight from new to resolve, is that?
Yeah. No.
And then I gotta go check out the other ones.
For a track, there's new, submitted, loading.
No, this
would
be more for a bug and feature.
For a bug, I don't know, can someone look?
I'm looking. Mine still shows in progress.
Okay.
In progress. Results.
Then.
So I can go from new to in progress, and then
in what track
to result for the bug.
Okay.
Because the in progress
so
is this
track. There's no
in
progress.
Right.
For a track,
there's
no
progress.
Yeah. For a track, what we did is we adopted in codes already agreed upon the items that they report in their code report. So like they have submitted through the pipeline. That doesn't apply to us in the Gina browser. They have loaded, which doesn't really apply to us. You guys can skip those if you're on the Gina browser project. Just go from new to displayed or stalled. Yeah.
Regarding bugs and features between developer and QA, would you like maybe some like a background spec of exactly what was changed and what should be tested and possibly could be affected?
That'd be great. The most information.
Like, do we have like a set? Are we gonna put maybe a set of rules? Like, we kind of want the format.
I don't think we'll have a set of rules. Maybe we'll come to a
okay.
format. But the more you can put, the fewer questions you're gonna get.
So always in the past when we had handed off a new feature or something to QA, we used to try and say, here's some places
mm-hmm.
that might break. You know,
mm-hmm.
check this and this and this. So that's sort of our practice. And that would go in the issue.
Yeah. Awesome.
No, so in a feature that's already been created, there's resolve, reviewing, rejected, and closed.
That's
interesting. Okay. Well, we'll look at this. We captured it. Thanks. Okay. So that's I guess that takes care of the bug and feature issue. So now we get to more of like the nuts and bolts about using Redmine. So if you haven't logged in, you might give that a whirl and then change your password. How to view what's assigned to you. So log into Redmine and navigate to the project that you're on, Genome Browser, Encode, whatever it is. And then
it looks like there's only Genome Browser.
Then that's probably the only project that you're set that you're a part of right now.
Yeah, Jim,
well, you're not on the Encode project.
Oh, maybe we should change it.
Yeah.
Or not.
Well, it's funny because I started the, like the lowest up on that. Like I started like with me, and then I went out. Like,
no, we just
so
brought
that. Remember when Donna was like, "I'm not on Encode." I'm like, "Oh yeah."
So click on the Issues tab, and then on the right hand side. You'll see some canned queries. And you can make your own queries in here that are just for you. But these ones you should be able to see. For example, you can click on My Work Queue, and then it'll show you a list of everything that's assigned to you. All issues, whether they're tracks or bugs or features or assemblies or to-do list or whatever. So everything that's assigned to you. You can click on the ones that are, you have one called Questions for Me. And that's when, for example, a QA person is QAing a track that you loaded. They have a question about it, and they've written it in the notes section and said, assign this question to blah. That's going to show up in your Questions for Me query.
So you said that the system actually passed your notes.
It knows who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said, I'm asking Hiram for this.
Yeah.
Just in my notes.
In the notes,
mm-hmm.
right underneath the notes,
yeah.
there's a new box, and it says assign question two.
Oh, there's a new box. There.
And then
you
start typing
HIR,
and it's going to put in his name.
From what I understand, I'll only be getting emails from the ones that I'm watching, so,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I would like to be able to when I'm browsing.
Yes.
This is probably not a question everyone needs to hear the answer to, but I got a bunch of questions. How do you respond to questions?
So when you do that query, you're going to see your the list of issues, and you can click either on the issue, or you can click on the question. If you click on the question part, it'll go right to that question within the issue.
What's that?
Then next time you update that issue, you hit update at the top. It's going to assume you're answering that question. If you're if you didn't answer, then whoever asked you that question is going to reassign that question to you and ask for the real answer.
Okay.
So you just update the issue, is all.
I see. So these are just on the browser,
Genome browser. Yep.
Just for the brief Genome browser right now.
Okay. Yep. Then the third one is issues I am watching. And so you can be a watcher on an issue, meaning, oh, this is something I'm interested in, but I'm not claiming it, I'm not going to fix it, I just, I wonder how it's going to be fixed. And then you're considered a watcher on that issue, and you can get a list of everything you're watching and scroll through it and see, you know, how progress has been made, etc. Yes?
I think the real answer is if you have to click on the little the word balloon, is how you answer the question.
Okay.
Because if you just hit update, it just puts you down at the bottom.
Yeah, when I tried it, I entered something like, okay, I'm answering your question. I think I just tried it with Katrina.
Yeah.
And it took the question away. So,
oh, weird.
Give it a try. I'm not explaining every little thing. You guys are all smart, and so you're going to play around with it, and some of us are going to mess up, and, you know, whatever. It's okay. So I'm just giving you the highlights here. So is everyone clear on how they can figure out what they're supposed to be working on or watching or answering? Okay. Just a few tidbits to keep in mind. When Redmine sends you an email about, like, someone's asked you a question or something has been updated, don't change the subject line of the email. If you just reply to the Redmine email, it's going to thread back into the Redmine topic. If you change the subject line, like you put Jim in all caps, and then, you know, Jim, please answer this, blah, 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 it's not going to thread in the issue anymore. So please don't change the subject line if you want it to thread in Redmine.
Are you sure about that?
I think we tested this.
Okay. Because
at
one point I was testing it and I
and you did.
I changed the subject line because I didn't want it to rethread, and it actually rethreaded.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll.
But maybe I was doing something wrong.
Or something.
Because I think there's some hidden. Headers.
Okay. Can you write down just like, please, I'll do a test of that. Yeah, thanks. So maybe you can change the subject line. So it's a good bullet point to say, just because you change the subject line, don't assume it's not going to thread, because you might not want it in there. Please choose reply, if you can remember, not reply all. Because if you choose reply all, then some people are going to get two copies of it. We're already getting enough. If they're a watcher on it, they might end up, depending on how they have it configured, they might get two copies, and that's enough. You can also remove all the text from the Redmine email before you reply. What that does is it just appends your reply to the Redmine issue. It doesn't append your reply and then the whole thread. So these are just suggestions. You don't have to do this. It helps. You don't have to choose reply. It's very helpful, etc. Okay. If you want to get the attention of your project manager, choose assign to. So just assign it to me a few times every day. I look at my issues assigned to me list and try to plow through them. Also, thanks to Jorge, you can create a new issue by email. Yay. So you don't have to log in to Redmine to create a new issue. So this is how you do that. You send the, first of all, it has to come from an account that's already on that project. So if you send it from your Gmail and your Gmail isn't the registered user, it's not going to accept it. You send it to Redmine at redmine.sv.ucsc.edu. Any of your CCs are going to be added as a watcher to that issue, that new issue. The subject is going to become the subject of the issue. The body of your email is going to become the description of the issue. You must include these two fields with these two keywords. You must include the word project colon and then the name of the project. The name of the project is cryptically found by looking in the URL of the project after you. It's not that easy to just guess what the name of the project identifier is. So if you look up in the URL once you go into the ENCODE project or an ENCODE sub project, you'll see it in the URL. So you have to have the project name and you have to have what kind of tracker you want it to go to. So for example, feature or track or bug or whatever. And then these fields are optional. So you can include a priority. The default is medium. You can include a status. The default is new. And you can include a category, which we're not using in the Genome Browser project right now. The default is blank. Also, any attachments that you attach to your email are going to attach to the issue. Questions about that?
For the attachments, I know in Redmine we can have a description for what the attachment is. Is there a way to do that through the email?
I do not know. That's a good question. I wonder if it just takes the
attachment.
Name. Yeah. So this is how we have it working now. In the future, we are going to integrate the Git repository with Redmine. So there'll be a new tab along the top where you see issues, news, documents, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's labeled repository. You'll be able to view the Git repository within there. You'll also be able to do things like when you check in your Git, when you do a Git check-in, you can say, this resolves issue number 735. And it'll go into Redmine and resolve that issue. So there'll be, cross.
That's great.
It's keywords. I just made up those words. I don't know what they are. But there's some keywords that you can put in your Git check-in, and it'll close the issue for you or set it to whatever you say to set it to. Another thing we're going to be using Redmine for is code reviews. Right now, I'm using the QA as guinea pigs for code review issues, and we're working out some of the kinks in that. Another thing is mail list questions. So we've been using Redmine for the mail list for, 2 or 3 months. It's going fairly well. And we have some of the mail list heavy hitters in there with us now. Chin and Hiram and Galt and Angie are also working in Redmine in the mail list project. And once we get everything ironed out there, we'll be inviting everyone else to join us in the mailing list Redmine project. And then eventually Redmine is going to replace our dear old PushQ, which we love very much. There are just a couple things that we figured out that Redmine can't do that the push queue does, which is the release log. The release log is made every night from the push queue. It's not insurmountable. I mean, we can make it happen. But then there are also several scripts that developers use that automatically populate the push queue. So we don't, you know, we'll have to make those automatically populate an issue instead. So it's not something we're going to just change all of a sudden and then, you know, I mean, we're going to, it'll take a little bit to get that integrated.
Have you had any developers working on sort of the Redmine configuring? Or, I guess you all have done quite a bit of cluster admins.
So far, the admins have done everything. We just upgraded on Monday to Redmine version 1.0. It's mm-hmm. the first stable release, they say, sort of. And it's the first one to have an API. And so we haven't spent any time spinning our wheels with 0.9, you know, because it didn't have a defined API. So now that we have that, we can, you know, maybe get someone to work on other things that we need. Was that your question? Yeah.
So is anybody using RT anymore?
So
can we kill it?
No, we can't kill it yet. No one should be using RT. What we should do is not allow any more input. So what I've done is I've taken all the bugs from the last sort of like 2 or 3 months and I've put them into Redmine. But Donna and I still have the task of going through the last, dare I say, 3 years of tickets in Redmine, I mean in RT, to see what we want to like mass import into Redmine, if any. So no, thank you for bringing that up. No more entries into RT. Everyone loud and clear? So can we stop the input and just kind of like freeze it as a database, but not kill it? Okay, well, we'll talk about that.
I don't think you really even need to do that. Has anybody here put anything in RT?
Oh, we, I mean, we use it in QA probably in the last, I mean, not since Redmine came, but I know Jen puts stuff in there from the mail list a couple times a week.
Just let me know.
Can you just make
okay.
it hard to access?
Yeah, I can make it
really
hard to
access.
So that Jen can't access it, and Anne has to come to you to access it?
It's already hard to access by being so slow.
Yeah. It has a built-in hard to access.
I can make all the accounts except for Anne's.
Mm-hmm. And Don's.
And Don.
So there are places where you can go for help figuring out Redmine. For help on figuring out how we use and intend to use Redmine, go to our Redmine instance and click on the Genome Browser project and click on the Wiki tab. So there are several wiki pages in there that basically explain everything I've explained here today, plus a little bit more. Use Redmine issue number 802 to give feedback about our process, our proposed process, if you wish something would be done differently, if you want a certain feature, if you see a plugin that looks cool, etc. So don't send the Redmine committee an email, just update issue number 802. So just go into Redmine in the search, type 802, boom, you go to that issue, and you can enter, gee, I wish Redmine had, blah, 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 and the Redmine committee will review all those requests. The Redmine website itself at redmine.org has a wiki, and then the Redmine website also has a forum where you can go and ask questions and get help.
So
So Redmine Wiki is separate from Genome Wiki?
Redmine Wiki is separate from Genome Wiki. Redmine Wiki is just about the Redmine, our Redmine process. Doesn't have. So, thank you to the Redmine committee who's worked very hard throughout the last almost year. Cricket, Donna, Katrina, Pauline, Vanessa, and the people who were on it before when it was the Redmine / Git committee, which included Galt and Mark. Other people?
Brian? I went once.
Oh yeah, Brian went once. And Brian. And then also to the sysadmins. Alex was really helpful in getting us started with Redmine, and also the forum that we're using for the mailing list, and then Jorge has been very helpful since Alex left us. Any questions? Comments? If you have comments, put them in 802.
How come I can't?
How come you can't?
I can't even see if you're 802.
I saw it.
You might not be part of the project.
I'm not in your Genome browser project.
Probably not.
That means we can't assign things to him.
Excellent.
This needs fixed immediately.
And also the cluster admins have a project that hopefully they're going to start using.
That nobody can assign anything to.
Nobody can assign any.
Or can even see. Thank you.
Except me.
It mostly involves beer.
Anything else? So, Vanessa has captured the discussion. Thank you very much, Vanessa. And we will have a look at it along with whatever you put in issue 802. We'll just say 802 it.
Yeah.
Can't find you at all.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yay.